Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel bunts for an out with unknown description. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lodigiani. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. York moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field. Hoag picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoag. York scores. Higgins goes all the way around to score. Tebbets moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Hoag moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards second. Bloodworth catches it and steps on second to double up Hoag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth bunts for an out with unknown description. Bridges moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bridges scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Kramer scores. York moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. York scores. Radcliffe moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hoge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth catches it and throws to first to double up Lyons. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy throws the ball into Callaway who tags Higgins, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer strikes out. 2 outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.